It's Wrestling with Jim Ross on News Talk Radio, AM 750 WSB. You can talk with America's leading wrestling broadcaster and his guests. Call 872-0750. Now, here's Jim Ross.
Thanks very much, and hello again, everyone. Welcome to the program. Glad to have you with us here tonight on a rainy and cold Georgia night. We have what I think will be a very entertaining and a very informative broadcast for you. I will be talking live with the manager of the Smoky Mountain Wrestling Tag Team Champions, one of the most colorful and controversial figures in the sport of wrestling, Jim Cornette. And he'll be taking your telephone calls if you'd like to be a part of the program. Again, our number is 872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. All nine lines are blinking. We'll be getting to you here momentarily. Our producer, Daryl Harris, will be talking with you as quickly as he can. And we'll be going to Mr. Cornette in just a moment or two. I want to remind you of a couple of three things that have happened in the last hours, as a matter of fact. This afternoon, WCW in the Omni, and Sting was disqualified in his match with Big Van Vader. So Vader wins the match via disqualification and obviously retains the WCW Heavyweight Championship of the World. Another explosive situation developed in the six-man elimination tag match. Barry Windham, Brian Pillman, and Stunning Steve Austin took on Shane Douglas, Ricky Steamboat, and Dustin Rhodes. We understand a tremendous brawl all through the Omni and all reaches of the Omni occurred after that six-man elimination match that was won by Steamboat and his team. The police had to be called in. It was a really chaotic situation in the Omni this afternoon between Steamboat and Douglas and Pillman and Austin. And we understand that Douglas sustained a knee injury. We don't know the severity of it. Don't know if he's going to miss any wrestling time, but we do know that his knee was a little banged up in that melee. Also, Paul Orndorff defeated Cactus Jack. Benny Vegas got the win over Johnny Gunn. The Wrecking Crew beat the team of Marcus Bagwell and Joey Mag. Steve Regal got the three count on Tex Slashinger, and Tuco Scorpio beat Scotty Flamingo. And Chris Benoit with the Phil Nelson German suplex defeated the Z-Man. The next event in the Omni here in Atlanta will be on Sunday, March the 28th. And we'll have more information on that in the next few weeks. Also, it was announced this weekend, the World Television Title Tournament will begin on TV next weekend. Two conferences, the Anderson Conference will be contested on Worldwide Wrestling, and the Mr. Wrestling 2 Conference will be on the Sunday main event. And on the Worldwide, in the next few weeks, you can expect to see Eric Watts and Johnny Gunn, Max Payne and Marcus Bagwell, Robbie V and Shanghai Pierce, Benny Vegas and Heavy Metal Van Hammer. That's the eight men that comprise the Anderson Conference. Many of the younger competitors in WCW featured in that eight-man bracket. In the Wrestling 2 Conference, again, which will start a week from today on the main event, Paul Orndorff meets Tuco Scorpio. The Z-Man goes one-on-one with Cactus Jack. It'll be Steve Regal and the Barbarian, and Chris Benoit and Johnny B. Bad. So those two that one tournament in two conferences will begin next week on television, so keep your eye on that situation. Let's see if, and the Super Brawl 3, getting completely carried away here before I go to Master James E. Cornette in just moments, and we're just, I mean, a breath or two away from having that conversation. The White Castle of Fear, leather strap match, Sting Invader, that's been much discussed. The bottom line, as Ric Flair would say, and I do have a Ric Flair update as well, is the fact that this event is 2 weeks away. It's on pay-per-view. If you would like to be in attendance and see it live, the number to call is 704-251-9999. We'll be talking more about the card, and we will be talking, I'll give you this number again, 704-251-9999, that number, a little bit later in the program. Again, that is a number to call during business hours, which I'm assuming in Asheville is Monday through Friday from around 10 o'clock until, I don't know, supper time. Anyway, let's go to the telephone, and we have on the line from his palatial estate somewhere in the Smoky Mountain region, Jim Cornette. And Mr. Cornette, thank you for being with us tonight.
Well, I'm glad, first of all, you got those business hours in Asheville correct, Jim Ross. And also, I just want to say that, you know, my phone's been ringing off the hook today. You called me. Everybody's been calling me. I'm almost hoarse from answering the telephone. And the bottom line is, just like WSB, just like their slogan goes, news broke out when we broke in last night on TBS.
Boy, is that the truth. A lot of people were certainly impacted by that event.
I saw a few people down there. It looked like they'd been impacted for a while.
Well, the situation certainly has not lessened with you, and no matter who you manage in the Rock and Roll Express. Now, this thing last night has gotten, as you said, a lot of people talking. I'm going to be interested to see what the ratings are on Saturday. It's going to be pretty interesting, and then to see what they are next week, because a lot of people and a lot of folks I run into today are talking about that confrontation. What's the big problem with you, with your people and the Rock and Roll Express? Because it's not a new problem. It's been around a long time.
Well, I got a lot of problems, and you got a lot of time, so I'll go ahead and just lay them out for you and for all the people listening to this program.
Do I have time to go get a cheeseburger? I need one, you know.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, go get two cheeseburgers, run down there to the Varsity, bring me back a milkshake.
Okay.
Here's what the problem is. The problem is everybody knows that I've hated the Rock and Roll Express just about ever since birth, and they've been a thorn in my side for a long time. Well, a couple of years ago, like I said last night when we busted in on TBS, when I left, when I walked out of World Championship Wrestling, and it took Stan Lane with me because the people running that organization were trying to make the Midnight Express look bad, the Rock and Roll Express at that time had been disbanded. They went through some changes, went through some personal problems. Robert Gibson had a knee surgery. They were out of action as a team for a couple of years. I thought it was just like, you know, finding out that the chemotherapy was working, right? That they were gone out of my life. And Stan Lane and I, we bumped around for a while, different places, trying to decide what we were going to do, trying to make a new assault on tag team wrestling. We found Dr. Tom Pritchard, the perfect ally for Sweet Stan Lane. We formed the Heavenly Bodies, and we went to Smoky Mountain Wrestling. Well, then, everything was going fine. We were the Smoky Mountain Tag Team Champions, hottest new regional promotion in the country, a place where they appreciate wrestling talent, which they didn't appreciate Jim Cornette when he was around there before. So what we did was we won those belts, and then all of a sudden, the Rock and Roll Express decides to get back together again. Ricky Morton and Robert Gibson, they not only get back together, but where do they come? They come to Smoky Mountain Wrestling trying to make life miserable for me. And they got in a ring with my guys, and they stole the tag team titles. And I wouldn't even finish kicking my dog about that situation when I turn on my television. I'm sitting in my living room, and there on national TV is Fathead Cowboy Bill Watts showing videotape of the Rock and Roll Express beating the Heavenly Bodies' brains out. They took a 45-minute match, the only 2 minutes where the Rock and Roll Express saw the light of day, and they showed that on national television. Make a big deal about the Rock and Roll Express, legendary tag team. We're going to sign them to come to Super Brawl. We're going to show them nationwide to all their former fans, all the people who supported them, not saying a word about the Heavenly Bodies being the greatest tag team around. So I did a couple of things about that, Jim Ross. The first thing I did was I called beautiful Bobby Eaton because I saw that the time was right. He had been down there, and he had been misused and put in bad positions, and I saw that the time was right to bring Bobby Eaton back into the fold. I called him. He came up here to Smoky Mountain Wrestling, and we accomplished what we set out to do with the Rock and Roll Express, and that was beat them for the tag team title.
I heard that Bobby's outside interference really won that match for your team.
No.
True?
What it was it was moral support. It was the moral support of knowing that now the two greatest tag teams of all time, Midnight Express and the Heavenly Bodies, had been joined together into a single unit. That's exactly what happened. And I thought that was going to take care of this problem with WCW. I thought they would say, well, the Rock and Roll Express lost the belt. They're a bunch of losers, so we ain't going to have them on Super Brawl. But no, instead, the next week on TV, they bring the Rock and Roll Express out. Bill Watts himself puts up a couple of folding chairs. They sit down there like they're some kind of visiting dignitaries or royalty or something. We say, we don't care whether the Rock and Roll Express lost the belt. They're legendary. They're still on Super Brawl. In other words, slapping me and the Heavenly Bodies in the face again. So what we did was we came down there and we disrupted your little Saturday evening tea party because Bill Watts wouldn't return my phone calls. Nobody in TBS wants to talk to Jim Cornette because, to tell you the truth, for 2 years, Jim Cornette had wanted to talk to nobody in TBS. So he wouldn't answer me, so I came to see him face to face, and the result is what happened last night. I asked for a public apology. Fathead didn't give it to me, but what he did do was try to coerce us into getting in the ring with the Rock and Roll Express. We took the challenge, even though we weren't even dressed to wrestle, and then everybody got mad when we left the Rock and Roll Express laying face down in the middle of the ring with their toes stuck in their ears, and I hit a referee in the process, and now they're making a big stink about that. But what are they going to do? We don't work for WCW. They can't find us. They can't fire us. They can't suspend us. So I guess what Bill Watts is going to have to do is write a letter to the editor, because that's about all he's going to get done.
Well, I think you got a great point. As far as that you don't wrestle for WCW, therefore you're not governed under their rules. But that's another hot topic of conversation down here, Jim, is the fact that you did strike the referee with the end of your tennis racket, and there could be some retribution, one would think.
Well, I'll tell you what he can do. He can go down to the Atlanta City Police Department, and he can file a warrant on me, which I've had done a few times in the past, as you know. He can file a warrant on me for assault, and I can give it to my law firm, and they can go down there and then get it thrown out of court, and we can tie it up till we all got beards down to our crotches, and the whole thing is they ain't going to do nothing to me. They ain't going to do nothing to me because they can't, and they can't do anything to Stan Lane or Tom Pritchard or Bob Eaton because we are no longer associated with World Championship Wrestling, and I like it that way.
Do you still have the same law firm?
I still, as a matter of fact, not only am I still associated with the same law firm of Dewey, Cheatham, and Howe, but now I have gone to a different law firm to handle my civil cases, Trickle Down and Drip.
Okay, well, we'll get more on that with Jim Cornette in just a few moments. We've got to take a break. We appreciate your telephone calls. All of our lines are busy. We're going to get to our calls. We've got calls from New York City, from Greenville, Tennessee, Cartersville, Georgia, all over the southeast here on Wrestling with Jim Ross. And we'll be back with more of your calls on News Talk Radio, AM 750 WSB.
This is Missy Hyatt, the most fabulous babe in wrestling, and you're listening to Wrestling with Jim Ross on AM 750 WSB. Why don't you give him a call at 872-0750, or if you're outside the Atlanta area, call him at 1-800-WSB-TALK.
And welcome back, everyone, to the program. Our undefeated meteorologist, Kirk Headlock Mellish, who probably never lost a wrestling match in his entire career, says that Tonight, we can expect a low in the upper 30s, but tomorrow here in the Atlanta area, becoming mostly sunny with a high in the lower 60s. Right now, it's 44 degrees here in Atlanta. Back with Jim Cornette in just a moment. I do want to remind everyone that tomorrow night, WCW will be national television taping, having a national television taping at the center stage tomorrow night, 7 o'clock. And then on Tuesday night, back in Gainesville, Georgia, that event was rained out the last time there. A plumbing problem struck the building, and it was the first time in the history of televised wrestling that the event held indoors was called because of too much water on the grounds. Friday night, WCW will be in Houston at the Sam Houston Coliseum, also in Waycross, Georgia, at the City Auditorium. This Saturday night, the 13th of February, Alexandria, Louisiana, at the Rapides Parish Coliseum, also in White, Georgia, at the White City Gym. And then 1 week from today in Thibodaux, Louisiana, down at the Civic Center. And then events also coming up, of course, in Dothan, Alabama on Tuesday, the 16th of February. Live Oak, Florida on the 18th. Jacksonville, Florida on the 19th. Cedartown, Georgia on the 20th. And Super Brawl in Asheville, North Carolina comes your way on Sunday, the 21st of February. Again, if you want ticket information, it is 704-251-9999. Jim Cornette, I know that you've got a lot of, we know that this feud with the Rock and Roll Express is something that, as we said, just didn't start last night on TBS and certainly did not end last night on TBS. When do you plan on having your team wrestle the Rock and Roll Express, and where might we see that?
Well, you're going to be able to see it several times. I want to mention a couple of things. Barberville, Kentucky at the Knox Central High School, Saturday night, February 13th, not only are they going to see the Heavenly Bodies in the Rock and Roll Express, but also, we got a little problem up here with another team called the Stud Stable, Robert Fuller, Jimmy Golden, and Dutch Mantell, and that night there's also going to be a six-man lights-out match with the Stud Stable and the Heavenly Bodies in Barberville, Kentucky on the 13th, and everybody up here is talking about Knoxville, Tennessee, the Civic Coliseum, Friday night, February the 19th, because, brother, that's when it's all going to take place, and the Rock and Roll Express, I don't think, are going to make it to that Super Brawl, because we're going to take care of them as part of one of the mini matches in Knoxville on February 19th. And as a matter of fact, on February 21st, while the Rock and Roll Express is limping their way over to Asheville for Super Brawl, 2 o'clock in the afternoon in Johnson City, Tennessee at Freedom Hall, we're going to take care of the Stud Stable. What we don't finish off of them in Barberville, we're going to take care of in Freedom Hall on the 21st, 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
How far is Freedom Hall from Asheville?
Freedom Hall, about 65 miles.
Oh, really?
So you know what would be real funny? What would be real funny is if we whipped the stud stable so bad that they ran all the way down there to Asheville, jumped in the ring, and the Rock and Roll Express could beat them, because that's the only team that I'd like to see the Rock and Roll Express beat is Fuller, Golden, and Dutch Mantell.
And the wrestling fans that will be in that part of the country on the 21st get a chance, theoretically, to go to a doubleheader.
Theoretically.
Yeah,
as a matter of fact, there ain't no seventh-inning stretch in wrestling, so it's probably economically and physically feasible.
Thank you very much. I know you'd concur with that. Let's, you feel up to taking a few phone calls?
I'm always up to taking phone calls because, as you know, Jim Ross, I'm always got something to say.
I know you do, and that's why you're here, and that's why you are where you are right now. And darn it, let's go to the telephones and talk to Josh. Josh, in Centerville, you're on Wrestling with Jim Ross and Jim Cornette. How are you, Josh?
I'm fine, thank you. Jim, I have a couple of questions for you.
All right.
Where is the Rapmaster PM News, and why is the Top 10 not on anymore?
PN News. I think, Mr. Cornette, is PN News not, do you think he's wrestling in Puerto Rico, or?
That's the last I heard. I have no idea. I think, as a matter of fact, he was in Puerto Rico. He went to the beach. Somebody mistook him for a beach ball and harpooned him.
Oh,
the old... Yeah, let all the air out of him, and I think he's now on somebody's wall down there.
All right. Well, there you go, Josh. And that's from Jim Cornette. And let's talk to David in Austell. David, you're on AM 750 WSB.
How you doing, Jim?
Good.
How are you, Jim?
Very good.
Jim, I want to say...
Well, wait, which? Now, differentiate, now, please.
Okay, this is Ross.
Oh, okay.
Jim, I'd like to say that the Omni card today was a great card.
Good.
High impact.
All right.
WCW did a great job. And I was just wondering, you know, Bill Watts really needs to show Mr. Cornette a lot more respect. A great manager like him doesn't come along every day.
Well, I agree with that. He's a tremendous manager.
Yeah, we'll see. As a matter of fact, somebody told me before I went to Center Stage, somebody said you should show Bill Watts a little respect. And that's what I did. I showed him as little respect as I could. You know, it may surprise a lot of people, but there's a lot of people in professional wrestling that I don't get along with personally. And Bill Watts is one of them, and there's been so many others, I mean, so many names running through my head that have come through WCW and other places that it's hard for me to start with just anybody. But as you saw last night, they seem to be taken aback by some of the remarks I made. There was a little censorship going on by the Thought Police, but that just goes to show that everybody in WCW and most people around the country are afraid at what Jim Cornette's got to say.
Let's talk to Charles in Madonna. Charles, quickly before we have to go to the news.
Yes, I just wanted to ask Jim Cornette, Jim Ross, I'm sorry, the top 10 contenders, you know, for the world belt.
Right.
Where does Ron Simmons stand at it?
You know, that was another question I should answer for the young man also. I don't really know why the top 10 has disappeared. I've always been an advocate of the top 10 in WCW. I think, it's no different in baseball or basketball or any of the other polls. I don't know why wrestling can't have a top 10 poll on a more regular basis. I would guess that Ron Simmons is somewhere in the top five or six guys. That would be my guess. And one thing I know for sure is we've got to take a break. We're going to be back with Jim Cornette. Bear with us through the news, Mr. Cornette, up in your palatial estate. We'll have more with you and Jim Cornette on AM 750 WSB.
Now, more with America's leading wrestling broadcaster. It's Wrestling with Jim Ross. You can talk with Jim Ross and his guests by calling 872-0750. Now, here's Jim Ross.
Thanks very much and welcome back, everyone. Jim Cornette, our guest tonight, live here on AM 750 WSB. We'll be back with him in just a moment or two. Don't forget to tune in this Saturday morning, 9:05 Eastern Time. Start your wrestling weekend off with Tony Schiavone and Larry Zbyszko. They'll be joined by Teddy Long and Missy Hyatt, the Power Hour, this Saturday morning, 9:05 Eastern Time. And then, of course, at 6:05 will be WCW Saturday Night this week. That show, matter of fact, will be taped tomorrow night at Center Stage. We'll be talking more about the Center Stage taping tomorrow night a little bit later here in this half hour. But this Saturday on WCW Saturday Night, it's a one-hour broadcast. You can bet it will be really directed and all guns pointed towards Super Brawl, which is only a couple of weeks away as we speak. So, and then next Sunday on the TBS, on the main event, the television title tournament will start, and we are scheduled to have Mr. Wonderful Paul Orndorff against Too Cold Scorpio, plus Masa Chono's NWA title loss to the Great Muta. That and much more 1 week from tonight on the main event. And, of course, Tony Schiavone and Jesse the Body Ventura are on Worldwide Wrestling this weekend. Their feature match is a United States heavyweight title matchup. Dustin Rhodes defends against Paul Orndorff, and their television title tournament bracket starts with Eric Watts against Johnny Gunn, and much more on that broadcast. So I hope you'll tune in to Worldwide wherever you may be. We are here with Jim Cornette tonight, and as you mentioned, Jim, you guys seem to really be pointing toward the weekend, that weekend in February, the 19th, and then the 20th and 21st. Certainly sounds like a kind of a crossroads for both teams, quite frankly.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And you know something, that's something that comes up quite frequently in Smoky Mountain Wrestling, because one thing I do want to mention is, brother, we like it tough. We like it rough. You know Jim Cornette, Bobby Eaton, Stan Lane, and now Tom Pritchard, we've always liked stuff like that. Last night in Morristown, Tennessee, we did such a good job of beating up their hometown boy, Tim Horner. The whole back row came at us with their chairs in their hands, and they weren't wanting to pull us up a seat, if you know what I'm saying. And we got out of that situation, but we love stuff like that. And that's what Smoky Mountain Wrestling is like. It's rough, and it's tough, and it's to the point. And that's why I resented the Rock and Roll Express being paraded around like a bunch of superstars when we had just beaten them and they're losers and that's all they've ever been.
What would you say to those that would say perhaps you're jealous?
No, I wouldn't say I'm jealous, because to be jealous of somebody, well, you ought to know, Jim, but geez, you wrote the book on jealousy, because so many people have so many things that you don't. But to be jealous, you have to envy somebody. You have to want something that they've got. The only thing that they've got that we don't have could probably be cured by a good dose of penicillin, and we don't want that.
All right, well, no, we sure don't. We don't want that at all. Let's go back to telephones and get on with it here. James and Griffin, you're on Wrestling with Jim Ross and our guest Jim Cornette tonight.
Oh, hey, great. How you doing, Mr. Ross?
Good.
Mr. Cornette. First thing, I went to a show out in Griffin, and they had on the card Tommy Rich, and they had Junkyard Dog, and they had a lot of good talent in there. And I just wonder if you guys knew of heard of anything about going on out in that area, because he had on a real good card, and everything went real good. And I just want to know if you guys know of any action out that way.
Not really. I'm not real familiar. How about you, Mr. Corner?
Griffin, Georgia. I have not been there in many years, and actually have not thought about going back that way.
I thought you might have those sentiments. Let's talk to Steve in Cartersville. Steve, you're on AM 750 WSB with Jim Ross and Jim Cornette. Thanks for holding.
Yes, Mr. Ross. I'd like to ask you two questions real quick. Number one, has WCW been talking to Hulk Hogan to cover to WCW? And the second question is, who do you think will win the TV tournament?
Well, I don't know that WCW has had any conversations with Hulk Hogan. It's been reported that he was in sighted in a restaurant that this happens to be at the CNN Center, which just happens to be where WCW's offices are. I don't know if they've had any direct contact with him or not, Steve. And as far as the TV title is concerned, I think that you got to go with a veteran in that situation. That one, the one division is awfully got some young pups in it, as I'm looking at my notes here. I believe the winner will come out of the Wrestling 2 Conference. I'm looking at an Orndorff, a Cactus Jack, or maybe a Chris Benoit. Jim, you've seen Chris Benoit in action. You've got to be impressed with some of his abilities.
Yeah, you know, I think he's a tremendous athlete. And what's more, you know, you look at that stone-cold face on him when he's in the ring. He never smiles. He never cracks that expression. And that, to me, indicates that he likes what he does, but he goes about it in a real cruel kind of way. And I can admire that in a person.
Let's talk to Travis in McDonough. Travis, you're on AM 750 WSB with Jim Ross and Jim Cornette.
How you doing, Jim?
Good.
How about you, Mr. Cornette?
Even better.
Well,
I've always got to be better than Ross.
I've been thinking about this, and it's just something that kind of popped in. How do you, Mr. Cornette, feel about Bobby Eaton being managed by Paulie Dangerously?
Well, since he's not anymore, I don't really mind it. No, you know, I saw that after we left, you know, and it was an amicable parting of the ways with Bobby Eaton, Stan Lane, and myself, and for reasons that we've gone over 20 million times, and I'm sure, does this program get to St. Louis, by the way? Can I say hello to my good friend, Fathead Jim Hurd, out there in St. Louis? Okay, thank you. For reasons we've gone over.
It does go to St. Louis, actually.
We broke up, but it was not an unfriendly parting, and we knew that at some point we'd get back together. And in the meantime, Bobby Eaton got the opportunity to team up with Arn Anderson, a tremendous wrestler, one of the best in the business. To do that, he had to be managed by Paulie Dangerously. So you take the bad with the good. But Paulie basically kept his mouth shut and attended to his details and let Bobby and Arn do the wrestling. If he hadn't, he'd probably got punched in the mouth. So, but that situation was short-lived, and now Bob Eaton's back in the fold where I think he has always rightfully belonged.
Let's talk to Greg in New York City. Greg, you're on AM 750 WSB in Atlanta with Jim Ross and Jim Cornette. I thank you for holding.
Good evening, Jim. How are you?
Good, thanks.
This is for Jim Ross. I wanted a couple of questions. First off, you know, I'm calling from the city, New York City.
Mm-hmm.
And I had heard there's a possibility you'll be up at the Gulf Forum, a.k.a. the Paramount, sometime in April?
You got a cold?
Yeah.
The tentative date is Wednesday, April 14th at the Paramount in Madison Square Garden.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
No, because I know you've had problems with Vinnie Jr. up here. You know how he runs the buildings, more or less.
Well, I think you're referring to is what WCW has been unable to get into to Madison Square Garden.
Well, you know how McMahon's been doing it. Yeah, I mean, now look at him with the Meadowlands. I mean, since you guys are out, Vinnie's back in, and he's been drawing pretty decent crowds.
Well, that's the bottom line.
I know, I'm just saying. But, no, I wasn't sure if that was true or not. I mean, because, you know, I mean, we haven't seen you guys up here in a while.
I think that's the game plan.
Oh, and, Jim, I also want to ask you, with the world title at Super Brawl, Ricky Steamboat and Shane Douglas, are they going to fight Pillman and Austin or what?
No, they're not going to. They're not going to compete. The world tag title is not going to be on the line there. And Jim Cornette, I'd like to get your opinion on this. This is quite an unusual situation. The unified world tag title, the champions Steamboat and Douglas are not going to defend the titles at Super Brawl against what everybody thought would be the number one contenders, Flying Brian Pillman and Stunning Steve Austin. You know all the competitors very, very well. You're certainly have managed against some of them and a student of the game. It's kind of unusual that match would not take place, but I understand that the champions were ready. What do you think? Can the promoter slow a negotiation that far down to where a match couldn't get signed?
Well, I think the problem may be in that Steamboat and Douglas, you know, they've had their problems with Pillman and Austin. Maybe they're backpedaling a little bit. Maybe they're throwing a little paper trail in the way. And maybe they're wanting Pillman and Austin to face some more competition first, theoretically to prove themselves, but actually just to get worn down a little more so it's easier for Steamboat and Douglas to handle them. That would just be my opinion. If it was my team and I was handling them, that's what I'd try to do.
Greg, we thank you for your call, and have a little herbal tea, a few Halls lozenges, and I think you'll be all right. And thanks for listening. Let's talk to Summer in Greenville, Tennessee. Summer has a question for Jim Cornette.
No, I have a question for you.
Oh, for me?
Huh. Yeah. Well, just
wrong Jim.
Slap me right in the face.
Okay, I go to school, you know, and there's a lot of my friends that say wrestling is fake. Is that true?
Nope, it's not true at all, Summer. Jim, how many times have you been asked that question?
Let me tell you. Well, let me just say this. People, they look on some programs on television and they see clowns and they see people dressed up in goofy outfits and they think, well, this is Ringling Brothers Barnum and Bailey. But that's one thing that I admire about what WCW has done, and that's also why I joined Smoky Mountain Wrestling, because we're trying to get back to athleticism. We're trying to get back a little credibility. We're trying to get back to getting down and taking what you want instead of it being given to you. And that's the difference in some wrestling organizations. So until you've seen them all, you can't make an adequate judgment.
I think that's right. You really can't. You can't lump it all together. And unfortunately, a lot of casual wrestling fans and a lot of people say, well, wrestling is wrestling. They said the same. You can't say the same thing about football even. It's like because the USFL went broke. The World Football League has lost money. There's one big league of football. That's the National Football League. And you can't compare. Well, if the NFL will work, everything else will work, and that's not the case.
Well, for Summer up there in Greenville, Tennessee, and everybody else in East Tennessee, check out Smoky Mountain Wrestling on WCYB out of Bristol Sunday mornings at 11 o'clock. And, brother, you'll see more hard hits than you'll see in a month of football.
Have you got a book out or anything, or you want to plug anything else?
Well, as a matter of fact, I'm writing a book, okay. But I don't want to get into that at this time because I've still got to clear it through my legal department.
There you go. Let's talk to Tracy in Union City. Tracy, you're on AM 750 WSB with Jim Ross and Jim Cornette. Go ahead.
Good evening. How are y'all?
Good.
Well, Jim, I have a comment and two questions. The comment is, I went to the Omni tonight, and it was the worst.
It was empty.
It was awful.
It was empty if you went tonight. It was at 3 o'clock. How about this afternoon, though,
Tracy? I went this afternoon. Well, anyway, it was just...
I'm only joking.
Okay. The question is for Jim Ross. When is the next Clash of the Champions?
It's going to be in June.
Okay.
Uh-huh. June.
This question goes for Jim Cornette. Does he see in the future of the Midnight Express ever getting back together? And what will happen to Tom Pritchard if that happens?
Well, you see, in effect, they already are back together. But now that the situation has changed somewhat, we established the heavenly bodies. We've been ruling the roost up here for quite some time. Beautiful Bobby has returned, and now it's a unit. As a matter of fact, it's the Heavenly Bodies Incorporated, which basically means that since we do hold the tag team titles, any two of the three members of the corporation can at any time defend the tag team titles. So anytime you go to see the Heavenly Bodies, one night you're going to see Bobby Eaton and Stan Lane, the next night Stan Lane and Tom Pritchard, the next night Bobby Eaton and Tom Pritchard. And that's to keep our opponents off balance, because they never know what's coming next, and they don't know how to prepare.
And think of how confused they would be if Dennis Condrey showed up. It'd be amazing.
Not as confused as I'd be.
And we'll have more of Jim Cornette in a few moments and more of your telephone calls on Wrestling with Jim Ross.
This is the Stinger here for Jim Ross on AM 750 WSB. Give him a call and talk to him right now on 872-0750 or 1-800-WSB-TALK. Call now.
Welcome back, everyone, to the program. A few more minutes here with Jim Cornette. Jim, The Super Brawl event coming up on Sunday, February 21st, certainly has some interesting matchups. I'd like to get your opinion on some of them. You and I had the opportunity to work several major broadcasts, not only on the live on TBS, but also some pay-per-views. The match was Sting and Big Van Vader with the strap stipulation. Sting will be no more than 10 feet away from Vader at any one given time. And I really think that puts him at a big disadvantage. I think that he made a mistake in just accepting Vader's challenge. I know it's great to be brave, and the guy's got character and courage, but a strap match with a 450-pounder, knowing that the object of the game is to drag him to all four corners, is going to be probably the biggest test Sting has ever had.
Yeah, well, there's a thin line between bravery and stupidity. That's like those guys you see on the rodeo on TV where they get strapped up to a 1,000-pound bull and it shakes all their innards loose and their kidneys come out their ears. And that's exactly what's going to happen to Sting. And besides the fact that he's going to have to drag this quarter-ton man around the ring, I don't think Sting has ever had a strap match, and it seemed to be Vader's specialty. So that, to me, that indicates that Sting, I think all that paint, the chemicals have worn through his skin and gone to his brain.
Well, that is going to be a great challenge. Another matchup will be Barry Windham challenging the Great Muta for the NWA title. I spoke earlier of Nature Boy Ric Flair, a lot of speculation. I've talked about it very candidly on our hotline on Saturdays up until midnight on Saturday nights. But the latest report on that is that Flair has not received his contractual release from the WWF. Therefore, he obviously has not signed a contract with WCW. And so his future, even though it looks as if he will be coming to WCW, is not a lock, as many thought in the last couple of weeks. But the reason I bring that up is that the NWA title, Flair has been associated with that title, Jim, for quite, you know, for virtually his entire career. But Barry Windham has, too, and Barry Windham's always been the bridesmaid. He's always been close, but no cigar. You think this time it could be different for him?
Well, Windham always has been the challenger, but in this case, he's facing a different type of champion. Now, Muta's quick, no doubt about it, and he's a weirdo. Let's put it honest. He's a weirdo. Barry Windham on American turf, that's his specialty. American-style wrestling, I think he would have the edge, and as far as Ric Flair's contractual release or whatever the case may be, I think the problem is all these corporations getting involved, they don't get to the meat of the matter, and that is where an athlete wants to compete, he ought to be able to compete.
I think so. I think you should be able to make a living or compete wherever you want. But unfortunately, that's not an issue that they've asked me about recently. And another matchup, this announced this weekend, Dustin Rhodes, a new U.S. champion. And by the way, we're going to have a Ravishing Rick Rude here on our program next Sunday, the former champion. So Rude will be with us here on the program next week. But his predecessor, Dustin Rhodes, will meet Ron Simmons, two fan favorites. Simmons is really hungry, and Dustin Rhodes, I think he's still wide-eyed and innocent. I still don't think he really realizes, like almost like Shazam, I'm the U.S. champion. This is a young kid, and all of a sudden, boom, he's got the second most prestigious belt in WCW.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what, if he doesn't watch out, he's going to say, Shazam, I'm holding all my front teeth in the palm of my hand, because Simmons, to me, doesn't look like he's going to play any games. You know, he's a guy from the street. He's a guy that likes to fight, and we'll see how well that the American Dream taught his son how to fight out there in Austin, Texas.
Let's talk to someone from Knoxville that's on the line. John in Knoxville, you're on AM 750 WSB. Down here in Atlanta with Jim Ross and Jim Cornette, I thank you very much for holding, John.
Thank you. It's nice to see that you added some class to your show tonight, Jim, with Mr. Cornette. Mr. Cornette, I was in Morristown last night, and it was one of the best cards I've ever witnessed. And my favorite part's when you handcuffed Tim Horner to the top rope and hung him upside down in the corner. And kept on hitting him with your tennis racket, and you laid out the Rock and Roll Express, too. That was great. My question is to you, Mr. Cornette, is why don't you let Beautiful Bobby go after the Dirty White Boy for the Smoky Mountain Heavyweight Championship?
Well, you see, the problem is the Dirty White Boy is a real good friend of ours, and we don't want to destroy any friendships over this thing. You know, that's the same kind of problem we're having with the Stud Stable, is that they wanted to come after the belts. They thought that we stood in their way, and so they overstepped their boundaries. Now we're having to slap the taste out of their mouth. But the Dirty White Boy, and, of course, his great manager, the legendary Ron Wright, the greatest wrestler ever to appear in East Tennessee, they're good friends of ours, and as long as White Boy's in that position, we don't want to go after the singles titles. We're tag team specialists, and that's what we're going to stick with. And now we got the greatest tag team unit of all time.
All right, John, thanks very much for your call. Let's get to down here to Craig in London, Ontario. Craig, we're going to get you
on.
Oh,
now you're making these up now, Jim. Well, next call will be from Brussels, Belgium. How far does this station go?
Well, it's 50,000 watt, 38 states. And, Craig, you're on the air.
How you doing tonight, Mr. Ross?
Good, thanks.
Okay, I just, I'm glad to see you got somebody of real class on your show tonight, Mr. Cornette. Great performance last night, Mr. Cornette, at WCW Saturday night. That was great. It's great to see some decent wrestling for a change and seeing some real tag teams in action. Because right now, the tag team situation in WCW is a joke. I hate to say it, but it is.
Well, I'm not going to interrupt you. You're doing fine. Keep going.
Exactly. Like, I mean, like, you got a great wrestler in Ricky Steamboat and a guy that you know well enough there, Mr. Cornette, considering you were stupid enough at one time in your career to even manage that guy, Shane.
Now, wait. Now, I got to take issue with that. I managed him straight into Excedrin Headache number 1422. Oh, that was all part of the plan.
That was beautiful. That was beautiful. That's about the last time there was a great Clash of the Champions card on when you laid out Shane Douglas with that tennis racket. That was great. The only thing is, it would have been better at that time, Mr. Cornette, if you'd taken his skateboard and beat him over the head with it. That would have been even better.
All right, Craig. Is still, the decaf has not, it's not been a popular thing up in London, Ontario. Well, Jim, listen, we're just about out of time. I do want to thank you for spending time with us here tonight on the program. I hope this is not the last time we get to do this program together, and we certainly will give you plenty of opportunity to talk about Smoky Mountain Wrestling and the things that are going to be going on in your life.
Well, I want to say one more thing before we go. I will do this program again, because if there's one thing I recognize, being the most talented person in the world, it's talent, and everybody's got to say that Jim Ross, regardless of whether people poke you in the stomach and ask you if you're done sometimes or not, you're the greatest wrestling announcer on the face of the planet today.
I thank you very much, my friend, Jim Cornette. He's the number one in the book, the best manager in wrestling, no doubt about it. And you're the best radio audience in the country. We thank you very much for being with us. The phone calls are overwhelming tonight. My thanks to our producer, Daryl Harris. I'm Jim Ross saying good night, everybody.